Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. I'm Andy Summers with the XTU Morning Crew. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andy.
So, I know you were watching The Bachelor last night.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Nope.
Colton is The Bachelor, and yep. He was on a date in Thailand with Heather, who is one of the contestants, and she kind of dropped a bomb last night. This was crazy.
So, I was going to wait to tell you, but I feel like I have time now and like I don't know if I'll get time soon.
Yeah.
But so I actually I'm a virgin, but I also have never kissed anyone before.
Really?
Yes.
What? So she's 23 years old and she's pretty.
Yeah. She I can't wrap my head around. So she's 23, mm-hmm. hot, never been kissed in her life ever.
She's never kissed a boy.
How never is that possible? Him. Is that possible?
I mean...
That's not humanly possible. I can't... That can't be right.
What kind of girls do you know? Why is... I mean, right. It's one thing to be like, that's surprising, but it's not impossible,
that's
clearly.
Stunning.
It's not...
That is completely impossible. How old were you when you, if you don't mind me asking, when you got your first kiss or gave your first kiss?
I think that I received my first kiss when I was in 10th grade. I know that I was. I don't know why I'm acting like it, but I could tell you this. In 9th grade, I was at a dance with a boy... And he went to kiss me, and I was like, what are you doing? And, like, ran away. Because this is what a prude I am, right? So I appreciate Heather at 23. Not kind of. I mean,
all I can think about is that poor guy that tried to kiss you at the dance.
Oh, I know. I think that I probably ruined him somehow.
Yeah.
That was bad. But then, yeah, 10th grade, that kiss, I was like,
then you went
it's
at
so
it. Yeah.
Wet. It was, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, 23 years old is not even possible.
Well, so what about you, Mr. Man?
I'm a stud.
I was trying to think about it. I can't really remember. It was college, so that's
a
little older.
You were in college
when
yep. you got your first kiss, yep. and you're giving her... She's 23, Dave!
Yeah, have you seen her and seen me? She should have been kissed a lot longer than me.
Good point.
So, yeah.
I'm just kidding. But, I mean, maybe she didn't want that. Though, right? Like, so it's not that no one was trying. She was in an 8-month relationship.
What? Oh my God. Are you serious?
8 months and she wouldn't let him kiss her.
I don't know if I feel bad for this guy or if I want to punch him in the face.
So when you're that young though, think about it. So you're in your, like, say early 20s, late teens, early 20s, dating a girl who's really attractive.
Yeah.
And she's not even letting you kiss her. Are you sticking it out until like, or is this you this is gonna be you, like her first kiss? Wouldn't you be just feel
Eight
determined
months? Wait, so hold on, so she and did she kiss Colton last night?
They did.
Oh
kiss.
My God.
Yes.
Wait, so she dated a guy for 8 months, wouldn't kiss him at all, so her first kiss is with a dude that's gonna dump her next week. Good thinking.
I mean, I'm not saying she's a smart girl,
okay.
but I give her credit for holding out. I think it's lovely, especially in this day and age. Have you seen the way these girls are dressing these days, Dave?
Well,
of
yes, I have, Andy. I've noticed here and there.
So you were in college?
All right. You're focusing on that. I'm focused on this clown who didn't kiss her for 8 months.
8 months. I know. And then Colton, bam, but get a TV camera in her face and...
Oh, there you go.
She's like... Hello, Colton. Maybe you have her beat, though. Are you listening right now? And you're 23 or older? 215-263-6700? What? Okay. How old were you when you had your first kiss? Again, 215-263-6700. You remember it.
We all remember it.
XTU, good morning, Paige.
Good morning.
So how old were you when you had your first kiss?
So I was 14.
14. Do you remember his name?
Andrew.
And where did it happen?
I think his house. I don't even remember.
Oh, come on. Paige.
It wasn't that memorable then, huh, Paige?
No, but I do remember.
Thank you so much, Paige. Wait, we're going to get to Becca in just a minute because you're not going to believe this, but I think she's got Heather from The Bachelor beat. Becca, you're next. XTU, good morning, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we were just talking about The Bachelor, and he finally kissed a girl who's 23 years old, Heather, who had never been kissed before. Can you beat it?
Yeah, I was 29.
29?
No way.
Yep.
What?
How did you wait so long?
I just never really found anyone that I wanted to kiss.
Did somebody try and you smacked them?
I mean, it wasn't lack of, like, interest, I guess, but I just didn't. I think I was partly scared, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first kiss is never a great experience. It's always awkward, right? Because you don't really know what to do. But I feel like the longer you wait, the worse it is because the more self-conscious you are.
Right. And the build-up is just like, oh, my gosh.
So who was the first kiss for you?
Some guy.
Did he know it was your first kiss?
Yeah, we kind of scheduled it.
Wait, how does that happen? It's like, are you free Wednesday at 11? No, maybe like 2 p.m. though. Like, what do you do?
No, we went on a date. We knew that we were going to kiss that night.
Okay.
I just didn't know when.
And how
was
it?
I was super nervous. Really weird. I mean, I don't think it's good for anybody, like the very first time.
Did you both get better at it, or was it like one and done?
No. We got better.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Becca, thank you so much for sharing, and good for you. I'm proud of you, girl.
Well, thank you. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.